Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abada Ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now began to walk on the battlefield, repeating the words, Ma fa'ala ammi, what has happened to my uncle? Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu an locates the body of Sayyiduna Hamza radiallahu an, and he informs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Hamza radiallahu an has been killed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to the mutilated body of his uncle. And this was the most painful scene for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to witness ever in his life. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried and he sobbed. And he said, لَنْ أُصَابَ بِمِثْلِكَ أَبَدًا Oh my uncle, I will not be put through any calamity and difficulty like this difficulty and calamity of losing you. And he goes on to say, رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ May Allah have mercy upon you. فَإِن كُنْتَ كَمَا عَلِمْتُكْ فَعُولًا لِلْخَيْرَاتِ وَصُولًا لِلْرَحِيمِ That according to what I know you to be, you were a person that used to do abundant good. And you were very particular about joining family ties and keeping relationships. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, if it was not for the fact that your sister or that my aunt Safiya radiallahu anha, the sister of Hamza radiallahu anha, would not be able to manage and her grief would be too much. And if it was not for the fact that this would become a precedent for those that would come later on, then I would not bury my uncle. I will allow this body to remain here for it to be eaten up by the wild animals and the wild birds. And on the day of Qiyamah, my uncle's body will come out from the bellies of animals and the bellies of birds before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, this would be a very great virtue for Hamza radiallahu anhu that he gave his life in this way and his body was torn apart in this way. However, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam obviously did not do this. And then, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst he was in this grief of his, he says to the sahaba radiallahu anhum, take glad tidings. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam has come to me and he has mentioned to me that Hamza radiallahu anhu's name has been written in the seven skies as Asadullahi wa Asadu Rasuli, the lion of Allah and the lion of his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam also mentioned Sayyidu shuhada'i indallahi yawm al-qiyamah Hamza ibn Abd al-Muttalib, that the leader of all the shuhada, the leader of all the martyrs on the day of Qiyamah will be Hamza radiallahu an in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as we explained, was very deeply affected by the shahadat of his uncle. And not only shahadat, but the manner in which his body was mutilated. He was not only the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, rather he was also the milk brother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Both of them drank milk from the slave girl of Abu Lahab, Suwayba. So they were brothers as well. And Hamza radiallahu anhu was a great support for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was very affected. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned that if Allah has to give me victory over these people, then لَأُمَثِّلَنَّ بِسَبْعِينَ رَجُلًا مِّنْهُمْ I will mutilate 70 people in exchange of this one mutilation. In exchange of doing this to my uncle, 70 of them I will mutilate. Sahaba radiallahu anhum were also very affected because of the grief of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they also said that we will also mutilate these kuffar. However, on that occasion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed an ayat of Quran, وَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ فَعَاقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا عُقِبْتُمْ بِهِ That if you take revenge, then take revenge in equal to the harm and injury that was caused to you. So one person was killed, You cannot mutilate 70 in lieu of that. And obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also had explained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it is impermissible to mutilate any body, any human body. And then Allah goes on to explain in the ayat, وَلَئِن صَبَرْتُمْ لَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لِلصَّابِرِينَ. If you have to be patient and you do not take any revenge, then this is better. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately said, نَصْبِرُ وَلَا نُعَاقِبْ. We will be patient and we will not take any revenge. Obviously, this was the kamal and the perfection of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that his emotions were totally governed by Shariat. His emotions were totally governed by Shariat, even though Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so affected. He was so affected on this occasion. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was informed, then immediately he mentioned, "Nasbiru wala nu'aqib." And this is what we need to try to do, that our emotions need to be governed by Shariat. Our emotions cannot have the better over us. Our emotions cannot guide us. Our emotions cannot direct us. Rather, all of this has to be governed by Shariat, whatever is the law of Allah and the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whether it be in the time of happiness, whether it be in the time of grief, we will totally comply with the teachings of deen. But because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taken this qasam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave kafara for this qasam as well. After a little while, the sister of Hamza radiallahu an, Sayyida Safiya radiallahu anha, the paternal aunt of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, comes from Madinah Munawwara. As Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees her approaching, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was worried that she will not be able to manage the scene, witnessing her brother's body in this condition. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Al-mar'a, al-mar'a, the woman, the woman." So when Zubair radiallahu an, her son, sees his mother approaching, he understood immediately what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saying. So he goes to his mother and he says to his mother, "Oh my mother, you cannot go." So she becomes upset. She punches her son in his chest. "What you mean I cannot go?" So he says that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said you should not go. So she goes on to explain, "Walima, why should I not go and see my brother? وَقَدْ بَلَغَنِي عَنْ قَدْ مُثِّلَ بِأَخِي. I have been informed that my brother has been mutilated. وَذَٰلِكَ فِي اللَّهِ. And this was for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَا أَرْضَانَا بِمَا كَانَ مِنْ ذَٰلِكَ. We are extremely pleased. We are extremely pleased with what has happened, because my brother's life went for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَأَصْبِرَنَّ وَأَحْتَسِبَنَّ. I will definitely be patient and I will have hope for reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Zubair radiallahu anhu informed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this is the response of my mother. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, allow her to go. She goes to the body of her brother mutilated in this way, and she makes dua for him. She recites, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." And she says, "Oh Allah, I will hope for reward on the musibat and the calamity that has come to me in the form of the loss of my brother." And then she takes out two pieces of cloth that she brought as kafan for her brother. Sahaba say that next to Hamza radiallahu anhu, there was an Ansari sahabi, and his body was also mutilated. And we did not feel it right to cover Hamza radiallahu anhu with two cloths when this sahabi did not have any cloth. So we use one cloth for Hamza radiallahu anhu and the other cloth for this Ansari sahabi. But this cloth was not enough to cover the body of Hamza radiallahu anhu. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed that cover his head with the cloth and cover his feet with grass. And Rasulullah sallam also mentioned that I have seen the angels giving ghusl to the body of Hamza radiallahu anhu. Rasulullah sallam looked at the shuhada of Uhud and he says, "Ana shahidun ala haula." I am a witness. I am a witness to the shahadat of these people on the day of Qiyamah. I will bear witness in their favor on the day of Qiyamah upon their shahadat. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes on to explain that any person who is injured in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then on the day of Qiyamah he will come, and this injury of his will bleed, this wound of his will bleed. Yadma jurhuhu allawnu lawdu damin warrihu rihu miskin. The blood will be the same color, the color of blood, but the fragrance that will emanate from that blood and from that wound will be the fragrance of musk. The commentators of hadith explain that although this has been mentioned on the occasion of jihad, but this also applies to any other pursuit in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person going out in the path of Allah and he receives any injury, then inshallah he will receive this virtue as well. Whilst Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was walking on the battlefield, he comes across the body of Sayyidina Mus'ab bin Umayr radiallahu anhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam stops at his body. He makes dua for him. He recites the ayat of Quran. Min al mu'minina rijalun sadaqu ma'ahadu Allah alayhi. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرْ وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. From the believers are those that have proven true to the promise that they made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرْ. Some have already completed and they have gone and met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and some are waiting. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. They have not changed in the least. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لقد رأيتك بمكة وما بها أحد أرقى حلة ولا أحسن لمة منك. That I remember those days. I can picture you in Makkah Mukarrama. There was no one that had a better hairstyle and wore more fine clothing than you. And now you are here. You are here, lying here under the sky, covered in dust. You have given your life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also affected by the passing away of the sahabi Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu. The sacrifice that he made for deen, the life that he had, the luxurious life that he had, the comfortable life that he enjoyed. He gave everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On one occasion, Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu was fasting. It was the time of iftar. He sat down to eat his iftar and he had a flash. And the flash was, he says, لَقَدْ قُتِلَ مُصْعَبُ بْنُ أُمَيْرٍ وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّنِّي. Mus'ab ibn Umair was killed. He was made shaheed on the day of Uhud. He was better than me. Obviously, this was his humility that he mentioned, that he was better than me. And he says, now we are enjoying so much of comfort. I have good food before me. And Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu, when he passed away, he did not even have a cloth to cover his entire body. The same as Hamza radiallahu anhu, the cloth could not cover his entire body. He used to wear the most fine clothing, and here he does not have a cloth to cover his entire body. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, cover his head with the cloth and use grass for his feet. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam thereafter instructed that whatever extra clothing, equipment the shuhada had on their body, the armor, etc., this should be removed. And they should be left with their blood and their clothing. The rest, the normal clothing, they should be left in that manner. No ghusl will be given to them. And they should be buried in the place where they passed away. Certain family members had taken their shuhada and they were en route to Medina Munawwara. Nabi sallallahu alaihi instructed that all the shuhada must be brought back to Uhud. And they should be buried there. The Ansar asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are wounded, we are tired. To dig 70 qabars is not going to be easy. 70 sahaba became shaheed. 6 from the muhajirin and 64 from the ansar. So they say to dig so many qabars is not going to be easy. What should we do? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, dig bigger qabars and bury 2 or 3 in one qabar. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they ask, O Nabi of Allah, who should be placed first in the qabar? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, aktharuhum Qur'anan or aktharuhum akhzan lil Qur'an. That person who had memorized more Qur'an. This is the virtue of memorizing Quran. The position of a person who has memorized Quran, who has memorized more Quran, that he will be given the honor of being placed first in the qabr. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the body of his uncle Sayyiduna Hamza radiallahu anhu in front of him. He performed janazah salah on Hamza radiallahu anhu. Then he asked and he instructed that one shaheed should be brought and be placed next to Hamza radiallahu anhu. Hamza radiallahu anhu's body did not move. His body remained there. And then one shaheed would be brought, placed next to Hamza radiallahu anhu's body. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would read janazah salah. And like that, 70 or 72 times, janazah salah was performed on Sayyiduna Hamza radiallahu anhu. Together with Hamza radiallahu anhu in his qabr, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam buried Hamza radiallahu anhu's nephew, his sister's son, Abdullah bin Jahash radiallahu anhu. His body was also mutilated. And he was given the title Al-Mujadda' Fillah. That person who was mutilated for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reason for this was that prior to the battle, Sayyiduna Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu explains that prior to the battle, Abdullah bin Jahash radiallahu anhu called me. And he took me aside. And he says, let us make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will make dua, you say ameen. You make dua, I'll say ameen. So Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu says, I made dua. And I said, oh Allah, allow me to meet a very strong warrior, a very strong disbeliever. He must attack me, I must attack him. But I must get the better over him, I must overpower him, I must kill him. And whatever belongings he must have, I must take it as booty. So when I made this dua, Abdullah bin Jahash radiallahu anhu said ameen to this dua. And then he says, he made dua. And he said, oh Allah, allow me to meet a very strong person. And we must fight. And then he must kill me. And not only kill me, then he must mutilate my body. He must cut off my ears, cut off my nose. And oh Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, I must come before you. And you must ask me, that why is your body being mutilated? I may say, oh Allah, fika wa fi rasulik. Oh Allah, my body was mutilated for your sake and for the sake of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you must say, sadaqta, you have spoken the truth. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu says, that we made these two du'as. Allah accepted my du'a. And I met a warrior. And I got the better over him. And I took what he had as booty. But he says, kanat da'watuhu khayran min da'wati. Abdullah bin Jahash's du'a was better than my du'a. His du'a was better than my du'a. And he says, that evening, I saw his body mutilated. And I saw his ears and his nose strung into a necklace. And his body was mutilated in that manner. Sa'id bin Musayyib rahimahullah says, that the first part of his du'a, we know it was accepted. That his body was mutilated in this way. And we have hope that the second part of his dua will also be accepted. That he will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or he would have come before Allah. And Allah would have asked him that question. He would have given that answer. And Allah will tell him, sadaqta, you have spoken the truth. This was the way in which Sahaba radiallahu anhu had sacrificed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had preserved the bodies of the shuhada of Uhud. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a very close attachment to the shuhada of Uhud. Regularly he would visit Uhud before leaving this world. One of the last few days before leaving, in the last khutbah that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered from Medina Munawwara, from the minbar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah opened up the veil for him, and the shuhada of Uhud was shown before him, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bid farewell to them as well. He bid farewell to them that I will not be visiting you anymore in this world. We will meet in Akhirat, but I won't be visiting you anymore in this world. So there was a very strong attachment that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with the shuhada of Uhud. And Allah had favored the shuhada of Uhud by preserving their bodies. Approximately 40 to 46 years later, in the time of Muawiyah radiallahu anh, there was a canal that was dug, or a river that was dug in the battlefield of Uhud. And it was passing by the place where the shuhada were buried. So the family members of the shuhada were called. In case the bodies are exposed, then you can take the body of your family member and relocate the qabr. Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu anhu, whose father also passed away. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Haram radiallahu anhu, inshallah, we will discuss it next, inshallah. We will discuss the incident of the shahadat of Abdullah bin Haram radiallahu anhu. So Jabir radiallahu anhu says that I was there. And he says, when the bodies were exposed, when my father's body was exposed, then it was as if how he was buried. And it was as if he was buried yesterday. My father was lying there sleeping. He said the bodies were completely fresh. The limbs could also bend, which means that the body did not become hard, did not become cold. The limbs could be bent. And he says, next to my father's body in the same qabr was my uncle Amr bin Jamuh radiallahu anhu. His shahadat is also amazing. We will discuss inshallah tomorrow. He says, Amr bin Jamuh radiallahu anhu's body was next to my father's body. And he says that his hand was covering a wound of his. When the hand was removed, the blood began to flow. The blood began to flow until the hand went back in the same place. He says, whilst digging, then one spade touched the leg of the body of Sayyiduna Hamza radiallahu anhu. And he said, blood began to flow from that body as well. So this was how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had preserved their body. And it is also mentioned that the fragrance of musk began to emanate from the qubur of these shuhada. Before leaving the battlefield, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that make rows. Sahaba make sufuf, make rows. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in very, very amazing words. Allahumma lakal hamdu kullu. Praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallah, all praise belongs to you. Even in this condition. In this condition also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we do not only praise Allah in the time of prosperity. Even in the time of difficulty, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a very lengthy dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لا قابض لما بسط ولا باسط لما قبض ولا هادي لمن أضللت ولا مضل لمن هديت. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making dua to Allah. Allahumma absut alayna min barakatik wa rahmatik. Oh Allah, you show us with your blessings, with your mercy. and making dua for death on iman, making dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of the enemy, etc. And then finally, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves the battlefield of Uhud en route to Madinah Munawwara. As he leaves Uhud and he rides his horse traveling to Madinah Munawwara, then he meets his cousin, Sayyida Hamna bintu Jahash radiallahu anha. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meets her, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ya Hamna ihtasibi. O Hamna, hope for reward and have hope for reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the loss that has come to you. So she says, O Nabi of Allah, who has passed away? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Khaluka Hamza. Your maternal uncle Hamza has passed away radiallahu an. So she says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. غفر الله له, may Allah forgive him, هنيئاً له الشهادة, glad tidings for him, he has attained shahadat and he has given his life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells her, احتسبي, that once again have hope for reward on the loss of someone close to you. Oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is this now? Second loss that he's been explained to her, your brother Abdullah bin Jahash, he has also passed away. She says the same words. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells her for the third time, احتسبي, that O Hamna, hope for reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a loss that has come to you. So she says, O Nabi of Allah, now who? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Zawjuka Mus'ab ibn Umair, your brother Mus'ab bin Umair, your husband Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu has also passed away. On this occasion she shrieked, and she says, Wa huzna, oh what great grief has come to me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa mentioned and commented, Inna zawjal mar'ati minha labi makan, that there is a very special position that a husband has in the heart of his wife. A very special position. When she was informed about her uncle passing away, then the response was certain response. Her brother, it was the same response. But when the husband's news was broken to her, then it had a different response. But imagine this sahabiya, three immediate family members of hers passed away. Like this, there were so many other sahabiyat, like the wife of Amr bin Jamuh radiallahu anh, she also lost three very close people, Amr bin Jamuh, her husband, her brother Abdullah bin Haram, and her son Khalad radiallahu anh. Inshallah, we will discuss the incident tomorrow. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.